Today's meditation is based on Psalm 48, several verses of which were set to music by William Mackay. Psalm 48 is one of the so-called Songs of Zion, a song about Jerusalem. Jerusalem is on a high hill, which is why the Jebusites chose the site when constructing fortifications. Its walls were impressive. An underground stream ensured its water supply during times of siege, and from the heights of its fortifications, one could see enemies approaching from a distance. Having a capital city like this was good, because even at its pinnacle of power, Israel was essentially a political pawn. Although the psalm is about Jerusalem, or Zion, the psalm opens not by praising the city and its fortifications, but by praising the city's only real hope, Yahweh. Jerusalem was revered for having the temple in which God was thought to dwell. Therefore, the city was looked upon as the country's moral center, as it were. Going up to Jerusalem could be taken either literally, or it could be a metaphor for climbing up to God. I will now read Psalm 48 in a Jewish translation. The Lord is great and much acclaimed in the city of our God. His holy mountain, fair-crested, joy of all the earth, Mount Zion, summit of Zaphon, city of the great King. Through its citadels, God has made himself known as a haven. See, the kings join forces, they advance together. At the mere sight of it, they were stunned. They were terrified, they panicked. They were seized there with a trembling, like a woman in throes of labor, as the Tarshish fleet was wrecked in an easterly gale, reported in 1 Kings. The likes of what we heard, we have now witnessed in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. May God preserve it forever. In your temple, God, we meditate upon your faithful care. The praise of you, God, like your name, reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with beneficence. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the towns of Judah exult because of your judgments. Walk around Zion. Circle it. Count its towers. Take note of its ramparts. Go through its citadels, that you may recount it to a future age. For God, he is our God forever. He will lead us evermore. William Mackay was born near Melbourne, Australia in 1901 and went to be an organ scholar at Worcester College, Oxford. He was later appointed as the first organist at Magdalen College, Oxford. After working as a pilot officer during the war, he was given the enormous responsibility of re-establishing both the boys' choir at Westminster Abbey and the Abbey's choir school. His choirs began singing in Westminster Abbey in 1947, and months later, they would sing at the wedding of a certain Princess Elizabeth to Lieutenant Philip Mountbatten. For this august occasion, Mackay composed the piece we hear today, based on two verses from Psalm 48. After the organist ensures the soloist has the correct pitch, and indeed is looking at the right piece, the anthem begins quietly as the tenor soloist sings Psalm 48, verse 8, by himself, no accompaniment. He sings, "We wait for thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple." The music tells me that this is patient waiting, quiet waiting. The unaccompanied choir responds, Alleluia. As my indications suggest in today's email, the intensity then grows most wondrously for the next verse, reaching a climax you really cannot appreciate unless you were seated in the abbey, feeling the organ's bass notes vibrate through your entire being. After calling out this prayer most powerfully to God, the anthem returns to quiet waiting for God's response, as do we. Amen.